This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, this is episode I don't even know anymore of Congratulations. Yeah, dude. It's another episode. You know, stay on page here. I almost clicked out of the whole fucking thing, timing how long I'm supposed to do it, because we're flying by the seat of our pants on this episode. I'll tell you, but actually, I will say this. It's not that we're flying by the seat of our pants, but it's that it's fucking 10:46 right now doing this. So this is a late night one. So you never know. Sometimes they go off the rails, and off the rails can be a good thing, but it can also be a fucking dangerous thing for me, as I've learned in the last few months. You fucking self-reflect, man. You live life, you don't think, you stop, you fucking think, and you figure it out, if you know what's good for you. Anyway, one of the things I fucking figured out is, and check this shit out, for real, your boy, and by your boy I mean me, can cut his own fucking hair, and I can do it all the day as long, and I can do it like the Dickens, and I can do it better than the fucking people who cut hair. Sorry, the people who cut hair, I appreciate you. I enjoyed sitting in your hair in your chairs for all of the fucking years. I even enjoyed getting my hair cut when I was a kid from that guy named Tony that would fucking, my dad would bring him and asked my dad once while he was cutting the back of my hair, "You want a retail?" And my dad said, "Huh?" And he said, "You want a retail?" And my dad said, "No." And I didn't know what the hell Tony was fucking saying. And then when I got home, I asked dad, "Hey, dad, what the fuck did that guy say?" And he said, "Do you want for me to cut a fucking rat tail in your son's head?" "Hey, Tony, no, I was 8. You want a retail?" And then I rewound it in my head. You know how you can do that? I rewound it in my head, and I realized he said, "You want a retail? Do you want a retail?" Dude, do you want a retail? Anyway, dude, I cut my own hair, man, and it is fucking good. And I'm the kind of guy, if I suck at something, I will tell you, dude. Like, splitting atoms. I can't do that, you know, but I can fucking cut my own hair or not being selfish. I'm bad at that, but I'm working on it, dude. And I'm better now than I was. You know, I'm not doing all the selfish things. I'm fucking trying to live for other people. And I have a fucking son now. So anyway, my point is I could cut my own hair and it fucking looks banging, dude. Did you know that? Oh, you do now, man, because you could see me. And I look at when I take this off, dude. Forget it. Yeah, it gets a little... Okay, so here's the thing, though. I cut it, and when I cut it... By the way, the best thing about cutting your own hair, and this is for the guys, because I don't think girls can do that shit. I mean, you can do it. Of course, equal opportunity. I get it. I don't want to get canceled again. But my point is that girls shouldn't cut their own hair, because girls have a lot of hair, and girls' hair is like an outfit. You know what I mean? Like, girls will be like, "What kind of hair do I want today?" And you'll be like, "Oh... You can just change like you're a fucking action figure." But girls can just cut their shit. Or no, I'm sorry, not cut their shit, but they could put it up. They could put it down. They could put it sideways. They could do a beehive. They could put a little house in it and a bird can land in it. They can do whatever the fuck they want and change the whole getup. Guys pretty much just have standard hair. So what you can do as a guy is just fucking take your time. You know what I'm talking about? Girls bunch up their hair getting done all in fucking, well, my fiance will be like, "I'm going to get my hair done." I'm like, "Really? Why are you bringing a fucking sleeping bag. She's like, it takes 3 days, you know? Girls will fucking, girls will wake up at fucking oh dark 30 and go to get their haircut and come back after fucking dinner time. And they're like, do you like it? And it looks exactly the same, you know? Oh, yeah, 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 it's good. Yeah, it's a little darker, right? It's blonder. So I meant blonder, right? It's blonder and you cut it shorter, right? Yes, of course, because how could you get it longer? Well, you have extensions. Oh, okay, cool. So extensions and blonder. Great. How about the fact that you can go and sit in a chair and just make your hair longer too? That's not scientifically possible, but girls made it possible. And so, so guys, you could spread that fucking 3 hours out. You know, when I would go get my hair cut, they would do it in like 30 minutes. Or sometimes if I got chatty, you know, they'd like your boy's personality and it would take 50 to 60 minutes, right? With Tony, though, it was just get in, cut it, get out, right? You want a retail? No, thank you. Here's $16. Bye. Dad, what do you say? Yes, if you wanted a rat tail. Let's never go back to him again. So I spread it out, dude. I do a little fucking snip here and a little snip there, dude. I do a little snip here, little snip there. I go top, snip, side, snip, snip. Did I fucking make one side longer than the other? I pull it out. Oh, that's a little longer. Snip, snip. I go have a bite, come back, catch myself in the mirror. Wait a second. Do a little backtrack. Grab the fucking scissors nearby. I keep a scissors near every mirror. Snip, snip, snip. At the end of all of it, which is like, you know, I do this maybe every month and a half. And it takes fucking 4 days to cut hair. I look really good, you know, from the front. You know what I'm talking about? I look really good from the front because I realize I saw a picture of me from behind me and the shit just looks like the back of a fucking skunk's ass. Because it pops. I forgot to cut the back, but I thought I was getting it, you know? It's really hard to cut the back of your hair unless you're fucking... You can't hold a mirror and look in the mirror at the other mirror and have the scissors. I thought you could, but who holds the fucking hair? And I won't let Kristen help because then I didn't do it myself. Do you understand what I'm saying? So your boy cuts his own hair and this is how it looks. And no disrespect to all the people who fucking I sat in your chair, but I know my hair better, dude. You know when you're done fucking... If you're a guy, cut your own hair. I heard George Clooney did it probably 20 years ago. And I always thought about that. And now I'm fucking, I swear to God, I'm like basically George Clooney in that area. I'm drinking coffee at 10:48 at night. And I can drink coffee late at night and then conk out. But yeah, it doesn't really affect me. And it's annoying when people say that because they're always trying to impress you when they say that. But I'm not trying to impress you. What I'm trying to say is if I drink Celsius Fit or Celsius Live Fit or Celsius Heat, I'm off the rails. I'm like Sonic the Hedgehog looking for coins, man. I'm nuts when I do it. I'm nuts. And that's when I work out. I take a Celsius Heat and then I start working out. And dude, my back, when I fucking work my back out and I check myself in the mirror, it looks like I'm just storing Captain America's shield. Ready for battle, casually. You know, he wears it on the back. I don't know if you know that. He's not always fucking ready for battle, but he's got it on his back. I'm like a turtle. Yeah, so I cut my own hair, and that's just basically how it's going to be now until I die. I'll probably lose it, you know. I thought I was thinning a little bit, and then I realized it doesn't matter at all. Who gives a fucking shit? My dad would always say to me when I was a kid, you know, some guys go bald. That's the only thing you have to worry about. Who cares? If you go bald, just you go bald. And I was like, yeah? And I thought, maybe that's not right. And then I realized, who gives a fucking shit, man? Just get your family, wife the fuck up, have a few kids, and go bald. It's better. Then you don't have to worry about it. That's the only thing a fucking guy has to worry about. Unless you're famous. So I cut my own hair. And I felt a little rusty. I didn't know if I felt rusty or what when I was doing my podcast. You know, every now and then I'll go on a run and I'll forget something and I'll be like, what was I going to talk about? And I wonder if that was me being rusty. Because I tell you what, man, over the past however many months, I have not felt funny, dude. You know how to make someone not feel funny? Fucking bash him online. So much. You take a thick-skinned motherfucker that thought he built up some fucking over the bomb years of stand-up, when you just bomb and you're like, well, I'm strong, I don't care what people say about me, and then you have the whole world saying something about you, and you're like, okay, I thought I was strong, but instead, I'll die. Instead, I'll die. I kept thinking fucking every time I would catch something online, or my buddy said, oh, I saw this about you, or whatever, I had that fucking, that meme, guess I'll die now, that old guy with the fucking red turtleneck. Guess I'll die. That was me. But yeah, so you just don't feel funny, man. I'm on the group texts trying to fucking do jokes with my buddies. I'm like, nah, that's not working. I don't do Twitter or fucking shit anymore. I didn't do the podcast. So I was just like, let me just do a funny voice note. And I was just, it fucked me up. And then now I feel, you know, doing my podcast, I didn't know if it was rusty or not. I heard fucking pilots are crashing because they're not even, they don't fly anymore because of the COVID shit. They're like getting all laid off and not used for months. And then they're like, yeah, oh, a job? Great. Showing up to the fucking cockpit all drunk. Didn't think they had to do it. Mask hanging off their ear. I'm ready. Wrong hat on. It's, hey, where's your pilot's cap? He pulls it off. It's a fucking Tampa Bay. It's a fucking Devil Rays hat. Sorry, I got the wrong hat. Anyway, fucking wheels up. We got wheels up. Wheels up. And they're crashing and doing like all sorts of fucked up shit, man. I don't know, man. I don't know if I would take a flight now. I don't want to be going anywhere because I'm scared of a little bit of COVID. And here's the other thing too, man. I'm not scared of dying. I don't want to get sick, dude. I'd rather just chill and wait the shit out. I don't want to get sick, man. People are like, oh, you're scared of COVID? Bro, I don't want the flu. I don't want a cold. I just don't want to feel fucking shitty. Yeah, so my, what happened with my son today? What happened with my son today? Callie's cute. He still won't say ball. I tell him to say ball. He won't say ball. But, you know, he waves at everybody. I told you that already. But also, he'll give the ball to one of our shitty dogs. He'll give the ball to one of our shitty dogs, and our dog will be like, is this okay? Like, he's looking at me. Can I take this from the new guy? And Callie's just like, you know, he doesn't even know what he's doing, but he's like, this is a thing that you can do in life. And he'll hand the ball to the fucking, to our one of our shitty dogs, and our shitty dog will just be like, it's cool. It's like the guy who's going for seconds at like a free buffet. He's like, everyone got their stuff, right? It's going to go to waste. Okay, see you later. And then runs off and pisses on the fucking corner of the couch. Our dogs won't stop pissing on the corner of the couch. It's really cool. I'm going to fucking piss on. How about this, dude? I'm going to piss on the corner of the couch to fucking show those dogs that that's my place. Speaking of which, dude, I figured out something, man. This is how fucked up I am. And I don't mean this in a cute way. And by the way, this is how fucked up I am. And I'm only saying this how fucked up I am because Kristen is like, you're so fucked up. I'm not fucked up. I think I'm not fucked up because of this. Ever since I turned 40, which was not too long ago because I'm very young still. All right. I'm squeaking into four. I'm 40. I'm almost 41. Okay. Ever since I turned 40. I have to wake up in the middle of the night to pee. Okay, fine, whatever. Joke about how I'm an old guy. It's all good. But it happened pretty much the day I turned 40. All of a sudden, sometimes I wake up at fucking 5 a.m. Sometimes I wake up at 7:30 a.m., which is the most annoying because I have to wake up. Like, should I just stay up? But no, I fucking try to conk out till 9:30, 10, right? Because the kid sleeps till fucking. Dude, that kid will sleep. He's just like a fucking. It's like he's on Xanax or something. I think my kid is fucking. Just partying in his crib. Do you know what I mean? Like, dude, the kid sleeps so late, it's weird. Anyway, yeah, I had one of my group meetings that I had to fucking go to in the morning, and one of the guys, and I was like, I didn't make it because I overslept, and he's like, it's at 9, and he's like, what do you mean, it's fucking 9? He's like, don't you have a fucking 8-month-old, whatever he was back then? And I was like, yeah, and I felt like I was lying. I felt like I was like when I used to fucking cheat. I'm like, well, no, you, okay, I was sleeping and it's all good because of the fucking, he sleeps late. Look, and I took a screenshot of him sleeping on the fucking, when he woke up on the Nanit and I sent it over. I'm like, anyway. So I figured this out. I wake up sometimes 7:30, sometimes I wake up at 5, sometimes I wake up at 3:30, sometimes 1:20 I'll wake up. I'll fall asleep at midnight, and at 1:20 I'll wake up, and I'll be like, I gotta pee so fucking bad. And I'm like, I just peed at 12. 11:59 I pee, got in bed, started to sleep, at 1:20 I pee. So I'm mad now, because I gotta wake up to piss, right? And I'm so pissed off, and I did the thing where I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna go back to sleep, and I'm just gonna have to pee and sleep through it. That's my penance. You know, my body's changing. Nah, fuck you, body. I got this. I'm going to stay asleep and then go back to sleep. Sure enough, I couldn't do it because, you know, when you got to pee, you got to pee. So I would wake up. I would go pee, wake up, trying to turn the light on, find the toilet, go back. By the time I come back, my heart's beating because I'm mad as fuck because now I'm a guy that wakes up in the middle of the night to pee. Right? So now I'm like, what am I going to do? Because my body is betraying me. Do you understand me? So I ordered on Amazon because I wanted to go get them, but I was like, maybe I shouldn't go get them because if I go out in public, someone might take a picture and be like, hey, I spotted Chris Lee. I haven't seen him in a long time and look what he's buying. So instead, I fucking got it sent from Amazon and they showed up to the house. I opened up the box and my girl said, what's that? And I said, well, Kristen, there depends. And I got a whole mess of them, dude. And I got smalls. I know you're probably thinking, but he's not small. I'm not small, but I am small for a 90-year-old. Okay? Your boy wears smalls, depends. So, dude, I got them. And tonight is the first night I'm going to wear those motherfuckers. And I'm going to piss the bed, dude. I'm going to piss the bed. And I win, body. I win. My body betrayed me. Well, guess what, dude? I'm going to use my mind to trump my body. So now my body and my mind are both back on my side. I win. I figured it out. I'm Elon Musk of piss and pants. Go ahead, fucking take cars to space. Figure out how to make hoverboards without people dying. I figured out how to piss the bed in a cool fashion as a 40-year-old. And I'll tell you what, too. I realized this because once when I was 30, as a joke, somebody got me a bunch of Depends. And I went, ha, 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 very funny. And I stored them off to the side and I didn't throw them away and I didn't know why. But a few months later, my buddy was over and he was like, why do you have Depends? And I told him the story. It was somebody made a joke and then fucking bought me the Depends. And I paused. I realized, why the fuck haven't I not tried this? So I put the Depends on when I was 30 and I pissed. Now, I'm assuming mostly all of my listeners have never pissed in Depends. Well, when you piss in Depends, it's like your dick coughs. Liquid isn't even around. It's not like, oh, so it absorbs the liquid. It's like, no, it's like the fucking liquid just comes out as, oh. It's amazing. The diaper gets heavy and it's a little warm, but it does not feel like liquid. So I can't wait to piss the bed tonight. And Kristen is like, what the fuck? I don't want to, you know. My fiance is like, well, you're going to just piss the bed? And I'm like, yup. And guess what, dude? This is non-negotiable because my body betrayed me. You should be on my team. Are you on my team or are you on my body's team? So she's like, all right. She rolls her eyes. She's like, you better not get pissed on the bed. I'm not going to get pissed on my bed because I pissed and used Depends when I was 30. I tried it. It doesn't even leak down the leg, dude. I'm not bullshitting you, man. This is not a fucking comedy bit. You pissing Depends. It's like you're not pissing. So I'm going to do it, dude. My body ain't shit, dude. I tell my body what goes on. It's your body. Be in control of your body. If you can't do it physically, then get Depends and make sure you fucking can handle your business. Get whatever contraption you need to do to make your body do what it... Dude, there's guys out there that can't walk. They're sitting in wheelchairs. Why the fuck can't I use Depends? I swear to God, I'm going to fucking try. You know what? I'm going to show up with one of those. I'm going to get one of those handicap stickers for the fucking car. And I'm going to roll out and I'm going to look all fit and able-bodied. People go, what's wrong with that? I'd be like, I piss in the middle of the night. I got Depends when I sleep. And like, okay, I don't think that. That's why you get this spot close to the Pizza Hut? That's why you get this closer spot to the Pizza Hut? Yup. Because I figured it out, dude. I'm the Elon Musk of pissing pants. Yeah, dude. And I'm so dead serious. And I'm excited to do it, dude. I can't wait to do it. I'll shit in them. Yeah. Yeah, I will.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Would I shit in them? If I was shitty, I'd be like, depends, but that's not funny, so I won't say it. But I'll say I won't say it, so you know I thought of it. Yeah, dude. Why doesn't fucking Depends sponsor this podcast? Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! That's right! Hey, Depends. You want a 40-year-old helping you out with sales? Why don't you sponsor this podcast? Oh, yeah, dude. I forgot. I forgot. Some people just like to watch the world burn. Oh, fuck. Kick his fucking teeth in. Kick his fucking teeth in. For fuck's sake. Ah, shit. Ah, fuck. God, thank God for this part. Thank God for this part. I got my fucking shirt. I haven't worn this shirt in so long. It's my orange shirt that I used to talk about in my act. My favorite fucking orange shirt. And it's back. We're back in business, dude. That's Chris D'Elia with his fucking favorite orange shirt and the poofy hair because he can't get to the back of it. Hell yeah, dude. Yo, is that Chris D'Elia or a bird of paradise? Ah. Fuck that, dude. I'm just trying to get the hair to where I look like a bird of paradise, man. Yeah. Anyway, dude. It hurt when I was punching my own hand. Bubble guppy, bubble guppies, dude. Hey, fucking jingle guy, try harder, you know? Just bubble guppies over and over again. Just try harder, dude. Guy probably makes fucking 20 grand a jingle. How about just bubble guppies over and over again? Cool. Ka-ching. Cool, that's cool. Yeah, how about bubble guppies over and over again? Didn't I used to have this? Bubble guppies over and over again. Yeah, cool. Thank you very much. Dude. Yeah, man. Remember when Tom Cruise got mad? It wasn't even as good as when Christian Bale got mad. That's it. Don't want to talk about it. Next. I don't give a shit. I'll talk about what I want to. Yes. Dude, don't turn me back into old Chris. I'm new Chris now, okay? That's for real. I got to do podcast mode, Chris, but still new Chris. Oh, the Super Bowl. I saw that. Tom Brady is just... By the way, dude, love him. Don't care. Don't care who he voted for. Love him. Don't care who he's voted for. Love him. The guy threw the fucking trophy from one boat to another boat. Love that, dude. He is my hero. Not because he won 19 Super Bowls. Because he took the trophy and threw it to a fucking guy named Rob Gronkowski on another boat. You know? Rob Gronkowski. That name is the most fucking namey name. But yeah, and then what's his name? And then he was drunk. Tom Brady. Does that... And also, dude, he's 43. And also... I love him. There was a female ref for the first time ever in the Super Bowl, which I don't know why there's not more female refs. Only there should only be female refs. People are like, this marks the day in history. Females, she was the first female in the NFL, and she's finally getting her. Dude, fire all the men. Have women in there. You know why? Because women are so good at being like, you know what? You know what? Actually, okay, yeah, but you know what? Fucking get Kristen in there, dude. Get my fucking fiance, get my wifey in there. Get her in there. Are you kidding me, dude? The score would be 0-3. No, take points off. Because you weren't fucking paying attention to what I said. You can't lose. Yes, mark it down. Mark it fucking down. Mark it down. In her little fucking white and black stripes. Do it. How many of you guys put the dishes in the dishwasher? How many on the team? What does it have to... How fucking many? Okay, I don't know. I think 9 of us? Take a few points off. Take a few points off. You're supposed to throw a flag. You want a fucking flag? Here's a flag. Here's a fucking flag. There, take it. Take the fucking flag. Take it. Pick it up. Put it in the dishwasher. Take the flag and put it in the fucking dishwasher. No? Safety. Give him a safety, please. Give him a fucking safety. Do you know what a safety is? It makes you lose points. Give him a fucking safety. Tom Bradshaw. Give Tom Bradshaw a fucking safety. It's Brady. It's Tom Brady. I don't give a fuck what it is. That's two first names. Give it to Tom Bradshaw. And put it in your fucking... And make sure that Gisele Bündchen is happy when you go home. Isn't a Bündchen a fucking like Siamese warrior? I don't know. Actually, you know what? Dude, it's so also like, dude, with the fucking... The mask wearing. I don't even wear... I wear a Richard Nixon mask. So then when people are like, sir, you need to have a mask. You need to have a mask. You need to have a mask. Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. I'll be right back. And then I come back with a fucking Richard Nixon mask on. And I say, I'd like a fucking iced Americano. And everyone hits the deck. What? Sir, just take it and leave. What the fuck are you talking about? Sir, take the money in the cash register. I'm not here to rob the place. I'm here to be COVID friendly. Can I have an iced Americano? In the meantime, the only thing in that mask that's open is the fucking mouth. Because you have to breathe. I love that shit. How kids have to wear the fucking masks with the, and it looks like the mask, but there's like a fucking slit for the mouth. And you got to like, and it's like for breathing. It's like, dude, you could breathe anyway, dude. You don't need to put a fucking slit in there. When I was a kid, it would always piss me off. I'd have like the coolest outfit. I was like Pee Wee Herman and killing it. But there was like a slit for the mouth. And you just look like someone would walk by and put a fucking coin in it. Christmas was cool with the kid, with Callie. We that's another thing that I tried to, you know, every year I had pictures with Santa as a kid up until I was 37, and I would go and I would be sitting on the up until I was however old, I would complain to my mom so many different times. I'd be like, I don't want to do it anymore. She'd be like, please, it's the last year. And I did it till I was way too old in like fucking Dockers and a fucking J. Crew shirt. And so I was like, I want to take Calvin to the fucking Santa, but we can't because of COVID. And there were no Richard Nixon masks that were small enough to fit over his face. So to keep him safe. And so I was like, what are we going to do? And I was like, I'm going to fucking dress up as Santa. I don't give a shit. I'll dress up as Santa. I'll walk in the room, ho-ho-hoing, put a pillow in my tummy, and just pick him up and fucking take some pictures. And that'll be the first one. And we'll remember, oh, remember COVID? Remember when he was a kid? When he was 1 year old, his first Christmas? Dad was Santa? That's the shit, dude. So I wanted to do that. And I was like, what can we get? Because we realized it too late. And Kristen was like, oh, I got one. I was like, really? Christmas is 6 days away. Yeah. She said, but it's fucking XXL. And I'm like, it's triple XL? I'm a fucking, you know, your boy. I don't want to. Your boy's lean, though, you know? It's like. Yeah. If you're going to, like, what letter do I look like? V. Do you know what I'm talking about? And so I'm like, all right. She's like, don't worry. I can sew it if it's too big. She's good with that shit. But it's so annoying, too, because it fucking, it doesn't work sometimes. She'll be like, I got a new piece of furniture. And I'm like, really? Yeah. And then it shows up and it's like 19 feet by 19 feet. And I'm like, what the fuck are we going to do like this? She's like, I guess we're going to have to put it on the only wall we need to put it on that's big enough. I'm like, did you measure it? And she's like, no. Eat a chip, walk away. Like, it's no fucking big deal. And I'm sitting there fuming. Like some guy in a sitcom. I used to do sitcoms. And so, anyway, she was going to sew the thing. It came. It was too big. And she sewed it nice. She did it good. Right? And we did it. And we put Calvin in the thing waiting for Santa. And you know how I told you in the last podcast, Calvin only has met 9 people, you know, because of COVID. And he met Santa that day. Shh. You know what I'm talking about. But yeah, Callie met Santa Claus. And so so Santa came in and said, ho, 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 and this is my son. Hello, have you been a good boy? And this is him. Did somebody be a good, and I got a sack, nothing's in it, but he doesn't know, you know. I put the sack down. Hello. And my mom's like, what the fuck? I didn't know I was going to do it. I surprised everybody. I think honestly, some of my family thought Santa was really there. And I show up and Callie was just sitting there watching Santa. And I pick him up. I put him on my knee. As soon as I put him on my knee, it just starts crying. We took 3-4 pictures real quick. I'll post them on Instagram, you know. He's so cute, but he was crying. He never cries, dude. This kid is easy as shit. This kid's cool, man. He never cries. He cried when he sits on Santa's lap and then when he bonks his head every now and then. But sometimes, dude, he'll just fucking, he'll do like that good acting cry where he just like lets it out a little bit where it's like, he'll go bonk and we're like, oh, and we brace for impact. And then we try to act chill, you know, because you don't want to be like, oh, no, because then it's like, well, what happened? What? You know, so we're just like, so I try to act like real cool when he hits his head so he doesn't cry. He'll hit his head and I'll like grab a top hat and just throw it on and start flipping a coin. And I'll be like, hey, cat, y'all right? What's going on? And I'll just wait and see what happens in my fucking. And so he'll cry, but he'll do that good acting cry where he'll just go like, ha, 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 and then just move on, dude. Start watching Bubble Guppies. Yeah, the kid doesn't cry, man. I do. Every day I cry. Yeah, I do. I cry every day at least once. That's how it is when you're in recovery. And realizing stuff about yourself. You realize that you use sex because you're fucking insecure. When you use sex because you are hiding from the fear of who you are. But that's what it is when you're in recovery because you're fucking on you sex. Because you feel like you're inadequate.
something happened to you probably when you were a kid and you had microaggressions on you. Brown, 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 they call it small trauma. Brown, you didn't even know such things existed. Brown, 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 brown. Everybody's fucked up, but when you realize how fucked up you are, brown, you cry at least once a day. Sometimes you cry in the car. Sometimes you cry at home. Sometimes you say bye to your fiance that you cheated on, and then you fucking get in the car and cry. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit, dude.
What was I talking about? What even was I talking about? I don't even remember, dude. Wow. We derail. We derail. But anyway, yeah. So I fucking, yeah, Cal, he cried. He doesn't cry. His dad cries more than him. Come on, catch up, Cal. Yeah, so I've been fucking trying to, you know, figure out who I really am and what to do and shit. I fucking hated everything. You know, old Chris used to fucking just never want to do shit, you know. Never want to do shit. I just wouldn't. I'd want to fucking drink coffee, you know, message women and fucking work out. Do stand up. That was it. That was my life, you know. And now I got to do other shit, you know. I got to fucking expand my horizons. I got to expand my fucking horizons, dude. I used to think expanding horizons were boring, man. I would make up all these fucking ideas and compartmentalize about how fucking stupid it was that people thought they were open-minded and shit. I was such a fucking bonehead moron. But, yeah. So my, one day I was just like, let's do a fucking puzzle. And we did a puzzle with, of Santa. And that was fun as shit, man. You ever do a puzzle? And I realized that fuck it, dude. I'm all in this boring life. I'm all in. I'm a dad with a kid who does a puzzle and I fucking, you know, I sit. I've got my thing that I do. I need to get a chair, like a fucking dad's in his chair if you need him. That's what I need. But yeah, man, I'm all in this boring life. I do puzzles, man. I fuck with puzzles, man. Hardcore. I did one of Paris. I did one of another city. I didn't even really know what it was because I'm not really that cultured. What if I end up going there one day and I don't even realize it and I look out and I'm on vacation when I'm like 90 years old wearing my Depends this time in the daytime and I look and I'm like, whoa, wait a second. I did a puzzle like this once, didn't I, darling? The thing about this podcast is it's nice to do. It's nice I have it, man. You know? It's like, it's nice that I have it. For me, I guess. I don't know. What else can I talk about? It's really cool. You know what's fucking awesome though is that my contacts are absolutely fucking going bonkers in my eye, and I can't see anything. Hey, buy Dogecoin. What is it? Dogecoin. Dogecoin? I don't know. Buy it so it goes up. I bought some, you know, and I wanted it to make more money. Bro, that's the thing about me is the shit that I fucking get into, I get into, dude. Yeah, that's why I am where I am. But I fucking, dude, I'm into stocks now, dude. I got some Tesla. Not much, you know, but I still look at it every day and all the time. I look at it and it fucking will go up like 1/10 of a fucking cent. And I'm just like, hell yeah, dude. Let's get that dope. Let's see where it is now, dude. Let's see where it is now. Let's see where it is now. See stocks are now. Let's see where Dogecoin went down. I always fucking, dude, my buddy told me to get Dogecoin, and I got it, and it fucking went down. Lost like $100. It's all good, though. So I lost $100 on stonks. My, but it is what it is, dude. It's dangerous game. Stocks. Dangerous game that stocks. I'm in Boiler Room. I'm in that movie Boiler Room. And Bitcoin's crazy, right? I can't believe these fucking cryptocurrencies. I've never said that word until right now. Oh, you know what happened? My fucking, remember the dog that my mom thought got butt fucked, Lenny? Remember, I told you this on the podcast before when she was like, oh, my brother would pet, anytime someone would pet Lenny on his butt, Lenny would go like, she literally said, you know why that he does, you know why I think he does that? And we said, what? He said, I think somebody butt fucked him. That's what my mom said to the family at dinner. I think somebody butt fucked him. My mom said that. Okay? And I know I've said this before on the podcast, but I need to say that again. Well, apparently it served Lenny well, that rough upbringing. Getting butt fucked and whatnot. By the way, I was like, you mean like a dog fucking would like fuck Lenny? And my mom said, no, I think his previous owner. My mom, because my brother pet Lenny and Lenny went, har, har, har. My mom, my human mom, jumped, skyrocketed to the conclusion that the dog used to have an owner that would butt fuck him on a regular basis. Okay? Okay? So that's a thing, that's a real thing. So that happened at dinner, okay? So that dog apparently growing up rough. Dude, he got attacked by a coyote. And Lenny apparently went back into his fucking, enough's enough. You know what I mean? I won't take it anymore. And bit the fucking tail off of the coyote. And the coyote ran away. Lenny go, what coyote? Get off of me. Get off of me, Raj. You know what I mean? Or whatever the fuck is previous. Just a flashback and bit the tail off the coyote. My dad saw the coyote running away with no tail. My dad's like, what the fuck? And Lenny was sitting there just like wheezing and puncture wounds, but with that fucking coyote tail. And my brother said, I want that. Took the tail and is going to frame it. My whole family's crazy. Okay? And so Lenny's okay now. He was wobbling, dude. Like this, just fucking wobbling back. And my dad was just like, oh, bro, so upset, man. So Lenny's okay now. So whatever happened to Lenny in the past, whatever it was, whatever made him growl because my brother pet him on the back, served him well against that coyote. So here's to Lenny, huh? It's tough when a fucking dog, you don't think about it. Like my dogs basically just shit and piss. I don't even really know they're there a lot of the time. Like I'm like, wait a second. But they ran away once and I was fucked, man. Like, you take them for granted because they're just around, and then you get mad when they piss on the fucking couch or snap at you, you know? And you're like, hey, you got it good. So fucking, they ran away once, and I was calling out for them all fucking night, dude. And it was just, it's brutal, man. It sucks. We found them. They came back. Like, they went on fucking vacation. They were just like, I left the gate open and they just went. And then I realized like an hour later. And then they fucking just came back, dude. You know how good dogs have to have it if they just fucking come back? That's outside. That's their world. They're wolves. Dogs are wolves that are dogs now. And they just left and came back. Yeah, so. And then we found another one. Chenzo, you know, that trash dog that I talk about. He's fat as shit now because we fed him. We picked him up in like Panorama City. She was at a Target for some fucking reason in Panorama City. And she was like, there's a dog. And I was like, oh, just bring it here. The fucking dog didn't do shit for 3 weeks and then just started barking and never stopped. Still barking right now. And he's fat now, dude. He was all skinny and emaciated. And then we took him and he fucking... That fucking dog will just grab food so quickly, dude. It's like a magician. He's like a fucking, now you see it, now you don't. You're like, where is my burger? And then you see Chen's just like fucking hanging over to the side, just like burping and shitting the burger out on your couch. Dude, Chen's fucking sucks, man. He sucks, man. I don't even know what kind of dog he is. You know, when you find a dog and you're like not a purebred, you're like, what's going on here, man? We're doing a DNA test on him, though, and we think he's a little bit Chihuahua and part Martian. And he sleeps, like, fucking with his arm up over his thing, like he's Dracula. The whole thing pisses me off. We have too many dogs, dude, and we have a kid, too, so we have, like, five fucking things going on. I'm just going to come home once with a parrot. Chris is going to be like, why do you? And I'll be like, well, you keep bringing shit home. Have a parrot. Fuck it. The parrot flies away. Fuck it. The parrot. She's upset. Flying by me. What? What is she mad about? You moved the lamp. Wrong place. What are you doing? The parrot does what fucking... what Cal does. Dude, Callie, he tries to talk and just parrot flying by. I can't talk yet. He won't say ball. I feel like he's fucking with me at this point. He's one. You know what I mean? Talk. You're one. Say some shit already. How do you feel? It's been a year. He's fucking with me at this point. He's like, I'm going to see how long I can ride out this not talking shit and have them just be fucking catering to my every need. You know what I'm talking about? How long? How do you feel? It's been a year. Do you feel good? Has your tummy ever ached? What's going on? Are you... You bit his tongue the other day. Does it hurt a lot or a little? Tell your dad, dude. I'm your fucking dad. Talk. Imagine I did that to him. Jesus Christ. Kid needs to man fuck up, you know, man? Boy, you need to man up. I'm old school. You need to rub some fucking dirt on it, boy. Nah. I'm going to teach my fucking son feelings, dude. I'm going to teach him. By the way, he's already seen his dad cry fucking 468 times, but I'm going to teach him feelings like a motherfucker. I'm going to teach him it's okay to cry while I'm crying because of some shit, you know? You know, it's okay to cry. See, your dad does it. And he's just going to think, pussy. Yeah, pussy. What if that was those were his first words? Man, I'd give him a trophy. I love him so much, man. It's crazy that he'll be able to fucking watch this one day. If you are watching this, I love you. So much, man. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. I guess that's it, dude. I don't need to fucking talk about it anything. You know, I don't need to make this podcast as long. It's been 50 minutes. I don't need to do it any longer than that. I could do whatever I want, I guess. Right. Sometimes I feel like it needs to be an hour, but I'm just getting back into the swing of things, you know, just getting back into the swing of things and feeling it out. Maybe the next one will be an hour. I don't know when I'm going to start doing the fucking Patreon thing. I don't know if I am or not, man. Right now, what I want to do is what I want to do. And I'm just on my fucking path of also just... I'm focused on my family even still, and I'm focused on my recovery even still. Because that's how it needs to be. But I don't know, man. Thanks for listening. That's it, dude. I appreciate you listening, and that's congratulations. And remember, all right, guys, take care. Ha ha ha.